Now, the Nolan Show can reveal that head teachers in Northern Ireland have received a letter from the Department of Education telling them that plans to implement the Addressing Bullying in Schools Act were now on hold. The letter says teaching unions are not happy and want an indefinite hold on its introduction. I've been speaking to Justin McCampbell from the NASUWT.
We welcome the letter. The reason we had asked for this initiative to be put on hold is to allow time for teachers to unions to be consulted with on the workload implications of bringing this in.
Well, this has been going on for ages. Why object now?
We have raised concerns all along during this process and during every other process which the department embarks on. We have been pointing out to them that the pressure that teachers are on, that they have now introduced a system for recording bullying that will require an 8-page assessment form to be filled in for every incident. And while we really recognise that bullying is a problem, and we recognise that all schools have a problem with bullying, it can't be addressed properly if schools aren't resourced with the people who can actually implement it.
But don't you care about the kids who are being bullied?
Absolutely we do. We think all children and young people have a right to learn and work in a safe and secure environment, but it cannot be addressed by continually putting new initiatives onto teachers without actually increasing the number of teachers and support staff in schools.
So what have you done about this bullying in schools and the policy that the Department of Education is trying to bring in? Have you done anything?
We have met with the Department of Education. We have raised our concerns, as have all the other unions, and the department have responded to that, and we will be meeting with them again soon to address all of the concerns that each teacher trade union has.
But nothing that kids are actually going to feel. They're not going to feel more protected. This is a standoff between you and the Department of Education.
It is, but I would say the vast majority of schools that already have proper bullying policies in place. It's a requirement on schools at the minute to have anti-bullying policies. I've never been in a school that doesn't have one. Our concerns are around the requirements around reporting and the amount of time that's going to take. We can't just keep pushing new initiatives into schools without actually taking consideration of who is going to implement them.
How much work do you think this would actually take?
Well, I'm looking at the form for one bullying incident, and potentially that could take an hour to fill in. And if you consider somebody in a large school who is maybe a head of pastoral care, they maybe receive 1 or 2 hours per week to carry out that duty. You know, literally they're now going to be asking themselves, which bullying incident do I fill the form in for? In the past, people in that position would have had far more hours to carry this duty out. Schools are now being squeezed. These people are maybe being left 1 or 2 hours in the week to carry out their duties. They simply can't do it all.
And is there concern among teachers that a one-off act of disagreement between pupils, for example, a fight or those type of things, they shouldn't happen in a school, but if it was one-off, that can be deemed bullying and then the whole process kicks off?
I know some teachers have raised that. There will be some instances of one-off bullying, of one-off incidents, which will indeed be bullying. But there will be others which are just minor incidents of misbehaviour. And teachers do make judgments on that already on a regular basis. So I can't actually see that changing.
How quickly could you resolve these differences with the department?
I don't think there will be a quick workaround on this. We're already dealing with members. We have class sizes above the maximum. We are dealing with more incidents of bad behaviour in schools, and these are driven by the austerity cuts that have been imposed on schools. So we will meet with the department, but I don't see an easy solution to this.
But Justin, there was draft guidance over a year ago. So what's happened since then?
Well, there has been training of teachers in schools on this, on the draft guidance, and the feedback we have been getting from our members is that it is going to be unworkable given the amount of work which is going to be involved.
So the Department of Education, you're saying, have been told a long time ago this isn't workable?
Yes, they have been.
Okay. Justin McCampbell, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.